All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Sales Intel Show, our podcast, The Pipeline Pioneers, where our objective is to learn from the practitioners, experts, and the gurus in the space as to how to generate the most optimal pipeline for your business. As we know, generating pipeline is a team sport. We at Sales Intel believe that pipeline generation is not just a marketing department's responsibility or BDR's responsibility or the AE's responsibility. It truly takes a village to come together in a concerted fashion to build a pipeline that's sustainable, that's robust, that ultimately converts into revenue. Today, I am excited to welcome Ryan on the show. Ryan, welcome
to
the
show. What's up? Thanks for having me on, man.
Cool. Awesome, man. Ryan, to kick things off, why don't you introduce yourself and tell the audience about your business? How do you help B2B companies?
Yeah, no problem. So like big, quick context, I was basically like a 23-year operator in the sales and revenue growth space. So did a lot of, I hit all the roles. I started off as like inside sales, which is a precursor to SDR, mid-market enterprise, then did the same thing as a leadership. And one of the things I got tasked to do is grow an enterprise group. And they're like, hey, Ryan, we need to grow an enterprise group and move up market. I'm like, awesome. Where's my team? They're like, you don't have one. I'm like, what's the infrastructure? They're like, go figure it out, right? So anyways, grew that from 0 to $30 million in ARR in like 5.5 years with 4 salespeople, added another $25 million in expansion revenue. And so left that about 4 years ago, started helping companies learn how to deploy the same mid-market plus or enterprise sales systems in their business and move up market. And then about 2 years ago, I made the shift of really focusing on integrating AI in a go-to-market. And so how you can take a systematic approach to operationalizing with leadership teams and then also revenue teams as well across sales, marketing, CS, account management. And I have a podcast too. It's called The Scale Up Show. So that's what's keeping me busy along with my kids, their 10,000 sport activities and other things. And then my dog, Larry, and of course, my wife as well. So that's what's up, man, right now.
You are one busy man. That means you got to close at a very high clip rate, right?
Well, I do have to be efficient, right? Because I'm founder-led right now and in the stage I'm in, but things are heading in a really, really strong direction. I think some of the stuff I was doing last year was a little early for the market. I think the market's really ready for it now, just based on the signals I'm getting back. So it's exciting.
That's awesome. To get right into it, you need to be efficient, right, to grow your business. Mm-hmm. Who is your ICP, and how did you figure this is the ICP?
Yeah, I think what I'm seeing the sweet spot is, I mean, I can see my ICP is a pretty big range, but I'm seeing the sweet spot of really between that 25, 30 million in ARR up to about 100 million, which I know is a wide range, but there's enough of a team so that there could be a really big impact. And it's like massive in scale for the amount I charge. So very, very easy to justify financially. I think one of the mistakes I made earlier is I would try and work with companies that were really small, not really small, but like at a million in ARR, which is amazing. Not many companies even get to a million in ARR or 2 million. And the challenge is when you're doing what I do is with that, there's so many massive priorities at that level just to get into orbit. Whereas once you get more to the growth stage, maybe even 10 million plus, that starts to open up a little bit and you can start to see like small improvements make, not small improvements, but initiatives make really big financial impact. And that's, I think, part of the big opportunity.
Okay, that's great. And how do you assess that, if you're sending any marketing emails or you're doing any campaigns, that they are hitting the right, your ICP that you're defined, which is what, $25 million to $100 million in ARR?
Yeah, it's a great question. So it's really interesting. So like I have inbound, I publish a lot of content on LinkedIn, so I get inbound. And I have, those folks pre-qualified if they try and schedule an appointment. That's how I handle that. And then in addition, it's kind of funny. I get a lot of clients from my podcast. Mm-hmm. And it's before I have anybody on my podcast, there's a lot of vetting to do anyway. So like it helps me identify it there. And then last but not least, definitely is referrals, right? Like I'm getting a lot of referrals from existing clients, and it's really easy to identify, you know, who in their network is, as long as you run them through a tool like Sales Intel and identify like what's their revenue, what's their team size, all those details, and just be disciplined with it.
This is great. Awesome. Well, now that you've defined your ICP and figured out how to attribute, you know, your programs, let's play an interactive game here. All right. So on the screen, Ryan, you have 100 pennies. You know, as we all know, generating a robust pipeline requires us to go across multiple channels, right? Through sales-led motion, the marketing-led motions, community-led motions, and you're doing some of them. But the key here is the art behind the sciences to allocate your pennies, you know, across these channels the right way. So you have 100 pennies here. Your goal is to invest these 100 pennies across these platforms. How would you make this investment?
Is this at the stage I'm at now, or would you want me to do it more like with the clients I work with, or?
You know, pick anything, whether your business or if you want to pick one other client to say, look, you know, or the business that you were with, you know, where you took the business from, you know, $0 to $30 million in ARR just for the enterprise revenue, to say, you know, if I were to do it all over again, this is how in 2024, I would invest my pennies to generate the most optimal pipeline.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, so like if I were doing, let's take the enterprise, because there was a team there. I'm still building my team and everything like that. So it's going to be really heavily on the founder-led growth side, right? With because that's what the majority of it is right now. And then obviously there's events and sales and marketing. But let's take it with a small team and let's go based on the assumption that it's enterprise. So yep. Let's kind of like make that. And so I think like if I were to do that today in terms of like how I would invest, I think probably I would roll with, and this is assuming I have a team, it's a company, let's say I'm starting a new division. I would do 40% on sales-led growth, or 40 cents on that. So dial that up over there.
Yep.
I would do 20 on marketing. And I kind of put marketing and brand together. Is that? Yep. And then I would put another 20 on event. Yep. And then the other 20 would be more customer-led growth. So that's like the referrals area, like heavily focused. So that's kind of how I would allocate it. Obviously, there's a lot of iterations to this that you could leverage. And the way I would stack this today, like if I was doing it to give more context, is like sales, obviously that's for the team. And then like I would look at, oh, dude, I missed something. This is like against my nature. Can I make a change, or is this
yep.
like?
Yeah, you can make a change. We are right here.
Okay. Let me do this. Let me take one from sales.
Yeah.
Put it in the other. And put that as AI. And so what I mean by that as well is I would hire someone, or I would allocate capital for contractors specifically just for like AI ops. So that's like a force multiplier for the rest of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would definitely do that. And there might even be more that I'd allocate once they start to get more traction. But as of now, that's kind of like how I would focus on it, if that makes sense.
Oh, this is great. This is great. So I would love your thought on sales led, right? You had 40 cents there, 40% of your budget. You know, you moved 10 cents here for AI, which totally makes sense. That's a world that we are all, you know, heading very, very quickly. Double click on sales led growth. Why 30% of your investment in 2024 will go in sales led motion?
Yeah, the reason why is because, like, once again, this is the assumption on an enterprise. You need a massive pile of cash if you're going to do it via marketing through for an enterprise-led motion, right? And a lot of times, I think for a small, like, kind of scrappy team, you're not going to have that abundance of funding on the marketing side to generate what you need. Now, obviously, if you're working at a Fortune 1000, different story, right? But I was of the mindset of like, hey, I'm trying to go from that 0 to 30. And so that, like, the cost to hire salespeople as well as support under there is kind of the reason why, because good salespeople are not cheap. So that's how I look at it monetarily.
Got it. Got it. Cool. So let's look at your peers, right? How have they allocated their pennies? I'm going to overlay your numbers. So the community is in blue and orange, Ryan, is your investment. And you can compare and contrast to see your investment against it. When you look at this, what surprises you?
I'm surprised it's not more customer-led. That's like
not many on customer led, right?
You know why? You know why that's crazy to me?
Yeah.
Like if you and it, people might define it differently too. That could be a part of it, you know. So it could be the vernacular. But I'm saying like customer led. If you're looking at it and like, and I'm looking at it through the lens of referral and investing. Like the best customers that you could possibly get 9 times out of 10 come from your existing customers, and it's the fastest close rate and it's the highest sales conversion rate. So it's like, why wouldn't you lean more into that and do that? So that's where my logic comes from. Event led. The other reason is on that is what I'm seeing, especially after going to like 3 events over the last 5 weeks, is there's like people are Zoom fatigued and meeting fatigued, that they really like those live meetings and connect. And there's people that I would not get access to, that I wasn't able to get access to, but because I was at that live meeting, I did, and it was very, very easy, and it converted really fast. You know what I mean? So that's my logic.
Face to face meeting just changes the game, right?
Well, yeah. Like for example, I was at Dreamforce and didn't sponsor, didn't do anything. And when I think of event led, that's more like very targeted, disciplined, like what you do, dinners, have board members of different groups that you're targeting. You know, you got to be smart about it. But I think there's folks like at a $3 billion company that I would never have met with and got access to there, connected to, instantly met with them. And like that's heading in the right direction. You know what I mean? So situations like that, I think, are really, really critical.
That's awesome, man. Ryan, thank you so much for joining on the pod. And we really appreciate it. I'm sure our community is going to appreciate even more. How should our community contact you?
Yeah, so what I would say is just I'm on LinkedIn and I publish all the time there. So feel free to connect me. Just tell me you heard me on the show. And then check out my podcast, The Scale Up Show. Would love to hear from you on LinkedIn. Would love to have you be one of my listeners.
Awesome. Thanks, Simon. We appreciate it.
All right, we'll see you, man.